Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Want to let you guys know again about Stars and Strings, which is coming to Hard Rock Live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on November 6th. Got Dierks Bentley there, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook. You guys see the Kings want Russell Westbrook?
Sacramento?
What's up with the Kings? What are they up to?
I think they just like anybody. Dude, no lie. That's passed.
Russell Westbrook gets a bum rap.
Hey, can you not eat with your mouth full?
Well, it's better that it's not in the microphone.
What?
What? Nothing. You're just nothing. What did you say about Russell Westbrook?
He gets a bum deal. I like him as a player. He's a little, you know, wild at times, but that effort and that.
But why do the Kings want him? Like, I would figure you want to go to a team that's going to be, like, you know, kind of decent. Like, he's been on Denver for the last couple of years.
I mean, it might be a move. If you let DeMar DeRozan go, then you just bring Russell Westbrook in.
They supposedly want – this is what, like, there's a bunch of Heat, like, Kings things because people are like, well, if DeMar DeRozan's going to go anywhere, they seem to keep tying him to the Heat, which I don't really – like, you just got Norman Powell. I don't really understand – why the Heat would be in the midst. You know what? I'm getting diverted here for a second. Let me just let you know. If you guys want to win tickets to Stars and Strings, text the word HARD to 20357. HARD, H-A-R-D to 20357. Tickets are on sale now, starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQM.com. It's text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. But I don't understand why, like, the Heat got Norman Powell, they got Tyler Hero, they got Andrew Wiggins. Where's DeMar DeRozan playing? I don't get that. Unless, like, one of
maybe
them.
Maybe they moved off of that. You still think there's a chance they
get? No, it just keeps getting mentioned. Like, the Kings keep saying, like, oh, they're gonna flip DeMar DeRozan somewhere. I think there was a mention of, like, a Terry Rozier for DeRozan trade because Terry is expiring and DeRozan still got another year, even though there's, you know, some, it's not fully guaranteed next year. I'm just confused by it. But I'm just mainly confused about the Kings. I don't know what they're doing. They got Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan.
You know what they're doing?
They're maybe trying to get Kuminga.
You know what they're doing?
They're
doing Kings.
They're doing King stuff, dude.
Like, there's always that franchise that, for example, say what you want about the Cowboys. This is how they do business. It is the worst way to do it because you can't afford all your players when you're paying all your players max money. But Cowboys doing Cowboys stuff. When you think of Cincinnati, what do you think of Cincinnati is? Cheap, they don't pay anybody, and they manage to ruin a good situation all the time. So now they got Joe Burrow.
Burrow.
Right?
Yep.
He's been getting his ass kicked because they can't protect him. They paid him a boatload of money. And so if something goes sideways, we're just going to say, eh. Look at what the Jets have done. Look at what New York has done. Letting Saquon walk.
Yep.
Right? There's just certain teams that manage to do, you know, things.
I still wish we got that offseason Hard Knocks this year. I love that show. That was the best Hard Knocks.
I don't think.
Which one?
The Giants one.
Last year?
Yeah.
That was Wasn't that the end season? Like during?
No. The off season.
That was the off season
when they had. They kept going through the draft, and then it was the Saquon breakup. It was awesome. It was great television. And man, that guy should.
When the guy just asked him, he said, "Hey, man, you think we should be letting Saquon go? Because he might end up going to a competitor."
Nah, baby, we got this. We got this, boss. He goes, "I'd really hate to see him on the Eagles Super Bowl."
2,000 yards.
Sheesh. Headlines, by the way, brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sports, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Luis, he says, the Kings want Jaquez. Yeah, I've heard that fodder, too. I talked about that with the Devin Carter move. But again, that was all pre the Heat getting Norman Powell. I don't see Devin Carter having a role here. Because, like, you guys got to think about the depth the Heat have in the backcourt right now. The Heat have, I've mentioned all the guys they have already starting. You got Norman, you got Tyler, you got Davion, who you just re-signed. You drafted a point guard in Jakachonis. You have Pella Larson. You have, you still have Terry Rozier on the roster. I suppose he would be in a deal like this.
Why do we have to make googly eyes?
I mean, you know, he's
a bit of struggle. You still have Terry Rozier.
So I just don't know where Devin Carter's going to play. That's all I'm saying. I'm a little, like, I like Devin Carter as a prospect last year. He's Anthony Carter's son. He didn't get to play.
If I would have to add a position, I was always add a 3-point shooter, right? Mm-hmm. A shooter or a wing defender.
I honestly think they need another big. I think that's probably like the other thing that I would go to. What if the young guys get hurt? Like, what if Kalel?
I would say,
what if somebody twists an ankle?
Vlad is going to be one of those rookies that go through the
Vladislav.
Did you say Vladislav?
Vladislav.
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 Listen,
21 Vlad.
Nobody's confusing you.
21 Vlad.
Did you guys see though that this LeBron, you see him on this yacht with Maverick Carter and Jokic's agent?
Yeah, and all of a sudden
what's he up to?
Okay. Really?
What's he up to?
Really?
It's LeBron up to.
Are you feeling nervous?
Not about Joker going to the Lakers, because I think LeBron's done with the Lakers. I think there's some people thinking that LeBron may
go to Denver?
No, may go to another league next year, because there's going to be this big super Maverick Carter league apparently he's trying to start up. And people are...
Oh, he's doing Live?
Kind of, yeah. He's doing Euro Live.
Why? Oh, it's in Europe.
Yeah. So people are, you know, they were wondering, having some kind of... Is LeBron doing, you know, is he making power moves?
Go get
$90 million for a year to go play for Greece. What?
I mean, LeBron could get $100 million.
Yeah, whatever. Name his price.
Right. But I don't know if all those other guys could.
No, I don't know.
Right.
No, he's going to be playing against Jakachonis' little brother. Should he have a little brother? I don't know. But I was wondering, like, if he was going to do it.
Just throwing siblings.
Yeah, I'm just making everybody.
I don't even know.
Maybe Jovic's. LeBron, piss bull. Shut up, kid. Going for Wilt numbers tonight. Why would it, like, if you were LeBron James and you were that powerful, right? Like, is it just because it's a standing of the NBA? Like, you feel some kind of honor? Like,
I would say this, that the way LeBron thinks about the history and his legacy in the NBA, I find it hard to believe that he would go play somewhere else. Right.
If the money's right, people act like money doesn't. But it's not hard if the money's right.
I understand that, Vlad. But he's a billionaire.
So,
like, at some point, and then think about this: what does LeBron want? LeBron wants his own team.
So, yes, he does.
That ain't gonna happen. But if he does that.
But there's talk that's true. But there's talk that expansion's kind of dead right now because the new owners don't want to share the media money. So there's
the problem is they get...
The only way that there's going to be a new team is if somebody moves. Like, there's talk maybe New Orleans could lose their team. And maybe that goes to Vegas.
We've seen that before.
We have seen it before.
But if it goes to Vegas, then it gets sold.
Yes.
Hence...
Yes. I would agree. I would think I would think if you're LeBron James that you would want to get a team. But if you're not getting the Michael Jordan sweetheart deal... Because remember, Michael Jordan, like... These teams are crazy expensive now. It's not like
for nothing.
Or you go make your own league. you know, the LeBron League with Maverick. They had a meeting with Mishko Raznatovic.
Leave it alone.
What do you mean, leave it alone?
You got it right?
I think I did.
Nailed it.
He said on Twitter.
wait, how did you just flip from that? Like, leave it alone and nailed it.
Because I can't even see the name. Hold on.
Here you go. Mishko Raznatovic.
Not Mishko.
It's Mishko.
What is it? M-I-S-H-K-O?
It's M-I-S-K-O.
M-I-S-K-O. Mishko.
I think it's Mishko.
Oh, Mishko.
I think it's Mishko. Mishko Raznatovic. What?
It could be Michael.
Look at him. Hold on. Yeah. You're telling me this isn't hobnobbery at its finest?
Mishko? Mishko?
Wow, look at them dogs.
Woo! Wow. I thought you had a crooked toe.
His big toe is having snacks with his other toes.
Now he's toe shaming. Look at this guy.
Wait. Come on. Toby.
Hey, man.
Can I talk about bad feet?
Of course. Okay. No, you get the pass.
Thank you.
You get the pass.
He's like MC Hammer. Oh.
You got hammer toes?
Put that picture up.
I will get that picture for everybody. It's on Instagram, so it's like I got to screenshot it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Teach Lever how to do it.
Right. No. I don't want to know.
You said want to know.
I don't know. Just looks like if you're on a boat and you're with Mishko, feels like something's up.
I'm wondering at what point do you say, hey, get this picture?
Nico, please, take picture. Okay, Mishko.
Why is it Mishko?
I don't know.
Why do you call?
I'm going with Mishko.
Yeah?
You convince me. I'm going with Mishko. Right. It sounds European. More European.
A lot of boat meetings, dude.
Yeah, you don't do dinners anymore. You got to meet at yachts, man. You got to impress everyone. It's yacht meetings now. That's how the rich live. Crazy.
It's been reported that Maverick Carter is an advisor to a group of investors seeking to raise $5 billion to form an international basketball league that would serve as a rival to the NBA. Pre-ESPN, the league would consist of 6 men's teams and 6 women's teams playing games around the world. You think LeBron would play in it, or he'd only be like an advisor?
Well, here's the thing. How are you going to get the women to do this after the whole Brittany Griner situation?
Well, because here's the problem.
No Russia?
That there's one of two things that has to happen. There's one of two things that has to happen. Okay? If one of the reasons why things like that happened was because the average salary for the WNBA is $78,000.
That's like a max salary, isn't it? Or is that a rookie salary?
Yeah, but they don't have a
salary. What is Asia?
It's just the average.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And so from that standpoint, they were playing basketball in the offseason in Europe. So if they can get a league that can compete with that, one of two things has to happen. Either the W going to have to pay more money, or these girls are going to have to make decisions on how they're going to play. Now, a lot of these companies, because I think from Nike, Caitlin Clark got like $25, $28
million. Yeah.
So what do you think Nike's going to say? That her brand is now going worldwide, traveling with this.
It's a huge thing. Yeah, right. I mean, we see these trips to China that right. The U.S. take. It's crazy.
So from that standpoint, what it does, it doesn't necessarily compete, but it gives players options. And once you have options, it becomes competitive for your services.
JFix says it's a 2-year, $400,000 contract for Asia Wilson.
That's it.
You can't even get a Skyforce player for that.
Nope. Mm-mm. Right. So.
And then doesn't Nafisa Collier's Unrivaled League, they got a lot of money too because they have sponsors.
Yeah, they don't have to travel for that. That's all down here.
That's all down here.
It's just made for
now
TV.
That's, I've seen that. That's pretty cool.
It is really cool.
It is really cool.
No, that is really cool.
With the uniforms and stuff like, yeah, it was. Yeah,
I mean, if LeBron, like, I don't know if it could rival the NBA, even they're going to say that, but like, if they did something that was off season, like, I feel like I'm excited for like Eurobasket, which is coming up. If they could find something like that, but you also added like a couple of, like, if you added, I don't know, let's just say LeBron, let's say Russell Westbrook went to go play there in his twilight, like he did a live tour.
Right.
Would people be into that? I don't know. I think maybe if people seem to kind of like the big three. But
people,
you add,
people like
but if you added
three,
like some, of the, if you added some of like the best European prospects in it,
right?
I don't know.
I mean, what if they did the same thing instead of going to G League? Like the guys could go out of high school. You have that as an option, where you're actually playing pro basketball. You know, you're actually playing instead of what's it? Then go to the G League out of high school, right?
You could, yeah, as long as you're a year removed. That's the rule right now.
A year removed from high school?
From high school, yeah. Right
well,
now.
So the same rule as if one and done.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you could go right from no. You can go right from high school.
I think you can. Well,
you can go right from high school, but you have to. You can't get drafted to the NBA until you're 1 year. So
yes.
The same
oh,
time
okay.
frame.
I
but you can
saying.
Go to the
yeah.
G League right out of mm-hmm. high school.
Yes.
Because there's been a couple. Of
Although guys I think a lot of those things have disbanded. I don't think there's a lot of those anymore. Because and also NIL's kind of
NIL yeah.
brought college hoops back a little bit.
So what if this league is competitive? What if? Because I don't know why we don't respect the Europeans' game who've been playing pro basketball since they was 15.
Yeah.
And then bring them over here and treat them like they were one and done at college. Them guys have been pros for a long time.
Mischko might have been telling LeBron, we have lots of jokers. And then so all of a sudden, like they're going to make the next crop of Serbian Terminators, you know?
Mm-hmm. How did he say that again?
We have lots of jokers.
I think you like telling stories from Twitter. Just so you can use the accent.
I'm not telling stories from Twitter. This is Eurohoops.net. Very legitimate.
Theory minus one. Minus one. You just could have said where it's from, but then you try to say.
You have validated more websites.
I know,
just
right?
So you can make
minus
your point.
Minus one.
Just so you can make your point.
The best part
and
of the.
My favorite is he says, I might have gotten got, but I'm going to go.
The best part of training camp is upon us. That's next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Good God, bro.
560 WQAM. Yeah, it's another
Not
one.
Not even that. I was there with them getting water.
Yep.
By the way, Tobin, Leroy is offering everybody pizza except for me, which is awesome.
You didn't get, I'm sure it was implied that you were offered pizza.
When?
You're here. He didn't offer me pizza. I just know that the pizza's open for a business.
I don't work like that. You got to offer me the pizza.
Well,
I can't just go willy-nilly grab it.
Leroy
and offers are with me is like completely never happens. And then I tell them 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes. Gibbering, jabbering. Gibbering, jabbering.
6 minutes. 6 minutes. 6 minutes. Lush and fresh. You're on. Oh, my God.
You can't sing your way out of being late for another segment.
Don't do that.
Technically, anymore. I was using the bathroom.
Did you go use the bathroom now?
Did I not go use the bathroom?
Lupe's the bathroom?
No.
You could use your look at
Lupe's desk is the bathroom now?
No.
Your guys' track record of getting back to the segment on time when you're here together is
it's
0.0.
No, don't blame me. We were there together.
How do I not blame you? You're the one hobnobbing and bringing him to hobnob.
No, I'm not.
Really?
He follows me.
Okay. Oh, I follow you. Mm-hmm. I went to go and
check. That's BS. You were following him.
Can I just say this?
I'm all about facts right now while I eat my muffin.
I tried to pull a workplace environment thing, go in the refrigerator like people do for my stuff.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, the crap people drink here is terrible.
Well, you couldn't grab a Sprite or a Diet Coke?
Nah, I don't know about that.
So then if they don't have what you don't like, then it doesn't mean they have something bad. They just don't have anything for you.
I didn't want the free stuff. I wanted to drink somebody else's stuff.
So you want
that is somebody else's stuff.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I thought it was just from like, you know, from the party downstairs or something.
What party
downstairs?
Oh,
I wouldn't go in that other fridge.
No.
Why is it?
It's got a bit of
a stench.
Got a bit of a stench to
it. Yeah, because you have these parties and these little get-togethers and people just put the food in the refrigerator and just leave it there.
It's got a little something to it. It definitely has a little bit something to it.
One time I opened it up, it looked like one of those jungles because all the stuff that was growing in there.
Ew.
Well, yeah. Another day of training camp is in the books. Ergo.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for stock up, stock down, dude.
Come on!
What do you mean? Sun Sentinel, stock up. Willie Gay, linebacker, was a standout Tuesday and has been through the early portions of camp.
I can see it.
Strong in run defense and pressuring quarterbacks. He had a tackle for a loss on Jalen Wright going to the outside.
Uh-oh. All right. I'm going to just say this, okay? Mike, if there's stuff in your ass in practice, what do you think is going to happen in a game? The whole world is hip to your outside runs. Still trying to throw one in there, right? Let's go see if it still works.
He had a sack later on, and recently, in a recent practice, had an impressive pass bat down at the line of scrimmage. Patrick Paul also had a strong day's work as the pads came on. He held his own against the Dolphins' talented pass rushers in one-on-ones, and that translated over to the team setting. He looks polished as he becomes a starter this year.
Wow. I think that has to do with the room that he was in, right? Although I think it wouldn't have been nothing wrong with him to play left guard last year next to. You know what I mean? To kind of get a feel for that. But some people aren't comfortable with that.
I saw that he said last week that he watched every one of his snaps. And this may be a whopper, but he claims this.
I'm going to tell you right now because you know.
I don't know if I believed it when he said
it. Can I just tell you? Like, athletes have a way of making them sound themselves.
Let me make sure I get the exact quotation.
If you don't believe it, what do you think is going to get past my front door?
I was just like.
You think it's going to get past my front door?
No, I don't think it is.
Okay, let's see. Let's hear it.
Well, let me get the transcript up. Where are you? There he is. All right. Hold on. Patrick Paul. He said. And I was like,
If you're like, because you fall for
seems
anything.
Like a bit,
you're so gullible.
Seems like a bit much.
Because you get goosies for stuff like this. Oh, come on. Spit it out.
He's looking.
definitely rewatch all of my clips to see where I can improve. And then I also studied other tackles across the league to pick game from them and see how they were able to be successful. And they said, oh, guys you studied include who? Honestly, everyone. Probably every single tackle for all 31 other teams, just watching them. I'm a real film junkie. That's what I do. It's like, really? You watch the Bengals left tackle?
Name another tackle.
Me?
No.
Oh, him?
Because the way he said, like who?
Well, they did say anyone in similar body type. He says, I really like Trent Williams. Everybody mentions Trent Williams.
I mean, you did pick a Hall of Famer. So
I was just like, you watched every tackle?
I would say this. There was only one time that I watched film somebody else in the offseason. And it wasn't even my own doing. Bill Belichick.
He made you watch somebody else? Who did he made you watch?
Emmitt Smith.
Oh.
And you want to know why?
Fumbles?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
Sorry.
Nope.
I wasn't taking a shot.
I watched almost a whole season of Emmitt Smith. His longest carry was 25 yards, and he ran for 1,500 yards. And it was to prove the point of the 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 yard carries matter. That's more important than always breaking a 70 or 80 yard run. And so I kind of like, you know, what separates running backs? The guy that can make a 2 yard run, a 5 yard run. The guy that can make a minus 2 yard run into a positive run. Then the guy who maybe could take a 10 or 15 yard run and make it a 30 yard run. Not the guy who can go 80 at any time. Because keep in mind, the best of the best go 60 yards 4 times a year. 5 times a year. So what are you doing the other 295 carries?
Stock down. Undrafted rookie wide receiver A.J. Henning had a drop.
He can't have a stock down. His stock's already down. He didn't get drafted.
And he can't
Wait,
let
out. Hold on.
What?
Can stock be any lower than a guy who didn't get drafted? What are you expecting? A drop ball here and there, right? That's low-hanging fruit.
David Ferronis adds, he can't let opportunities pass him by in a crowded receiving core.
That's why he was undrafted. Opportunities.
He slammed the ground after knowing it was a costly long shot to make the team. Running back.
Oh, that's what he was thinking. That's what he was thinking. He was like, damn it. My long shot bid could be over. Right? That's what he was thinking when he dropped the ball.
You sneakily like really? Stock up, stock down.
Wait, that's what he was thinking when he dropped the ball?
I don't know, dude. Also stock down, running back Jalen Wright. He fumbled on a play where the defense was offside, but he also showed some patience and vision on a couple of runs, so I won't bash him yet, but he needs to step up with veteran running back Alexander Mattison having some solid practices.
Wait. You know, that's like, no disrespect, but right? He just said, once you start off a conversation with stock down, all that other stuff about positivity is over.
Well, he's leaving room for the stock to go back up. Oh. Omar Kelly, stock up, stock down is out too. Wow.
You know he's going to have 3 offensive linemen on there, right?
Well, he does a thing where he does top performers plus stock up, stock down. So he gives you more for
How
your stock
figure
report.
Top performer?
I don't know. Do you want me to read those too?
No.
Okay. Stock up. This is good. Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, this is going to half of South Florida is going to hate this.
He has been the pillar of stability all training camp. He's steady every single day, routinely executing the offense no matter what Anthony Weaver's defense throws at him, and there's usually one pass worthy of applause per day. That's the kind of consistency the team needs from their quarterback, and it should be pointed out that he's gone 6 practices without throwing an interception. He's the only quarterback that hasn't thrown one in camp so far.
I need him to have a couple of picks.
Wow, really?
I told you what camp is for. Camp is to test what you can and can't do, what throws you can or can't make. If you're never pushing that envelope, what happens in a game when you have to do it?
I don't know.
It's, I'd rather throw a pick now than throw a pick on Sunday.
Stock down. Ryan Hayes, a 2023 seventh round pick who has bounced around the NFL as a member of a couple practice squads, continues to struggle as a backup offensive tackle.
Of course! Because he's played for five teams of a seven rounder.
Omar continues, Hayes was a turnstile during one-on-ones, allowing edge rushers to easily get by him.
He's been a turnstile since he got in the league. That's why he was a seventh-round pick and bounced around from team to team.
Didn't he go to Michigan?
Don't you have to put things in perspective? I don't care where he went to school. Like, what? Please, hear me out. What are you expecting from an undrafted player or a guy drafted in the seventh round 2 years ago that's played for three teams? What are you expecting? There's going to be a lot of stock down.
He struggled to anchor down Miami's backup left tackle.
Of course he did! Of course he did! Really?
At this point, Omar finishes, the Dolphins need to begin the search for a better backup offensive tackle. Wow, that stock is way down.
Sheesh. That stock is right where it should be.
Penny
seventh
stock.
Rounder that's bounced around the NFL. What, just out of curiosity,
yep.
What did you think was going to happen when you came here? You kicked the tires on him. If it works, it works. If not, you move on. You know why? He was a seventh rounder. How much you think they're going to pay him?
Oh, I don't know. Not much.
Right. So do you think that's going to be your left tackle? At any point in time, if he's your left tackle and you're paying him $400,000, what kind of left tackle you think you're going to get? Let's keep it real. Some people, you think that just because you put him in that position, that he's going to be, you know, a big giant SUV, like one of them Range Rovers. No. This dude is a Kia. He's one of those with those
doesn't
little
he be bigger than a Kia?
No.
It's a tackle.
No, but that's who you, that's what you're paying for. Like, that's, you, like, yes, when you explain he was a seventh rounder and bounced around from team to team, how can he have stock down?
I mean, penny stocks can plummet. You take it off. Happens.
When was the last penny stock that worked out in football? Ooh, I would say the quarterback for San Francisco.
Yeah, Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Take a break. Final segment coming on up. Back after this.
Oh, my God. Stock up, stud.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. And use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
Well, this is the last segment. You don't have to say we're taking you up until 2.
You're lashing out, dude. What's your deal? Hey, let me ask you a question. You just had your pizza. What's your deal?
Oh, I'm good. I feel good.
Was it good?
Yeah. Eat some. Why you ain't getting none?
Did you offer?
Yeah. I said I was getting us pizza.
When did you say that to who?
Told you.
Everybody. Wow.
When did you say that to Vlad?
When have I ever... Hey.
You're black people. We're black people, right?
Okay, that's it. There's pizza.
We're black people. Hey. Don't worry, I had my muffin. But, you know, we're black people. You know that black people just don't get up and just start automatically thinking that food is for theirs. You have to be offered.
If it's any consolation, Vlad, it had jalapenos on it, so I never had it either.
It's not the problem. Don't worry about it. He just knows. He knows the proper way.
I've never not ordered food and said, you can have some, just not for you.
When did I even know you were ordering food?
Yeah.
When?
I announced it on air.
When did you announce it on the air?
When I ordered it.
It's hard for me to keep up because we went through the whole order process. We did, in fairness to Vlad, he did give the delivery driver our address on the air.
You remember that?
You can give anybody a delivery address.
I didn't give out my phone number.
Hey, how'd you guys like to see the Zac Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas this December? It's so easy to enter. You just log on to the Odyssey app and listen to WQM for 1 hour. For more chances, listen every day, and you guys can win. The winner will receive round-trip airfare to Vegas, 2 tickets to see Zac Brown, and 2-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. It's a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zac. That's spelled Z-A-C. That is how the Zac Brown Band spells their Zac, Z-A-C. odyssey.com/Zac. Special thanks to the Messina Touring Group. You know I like my chicken fried.
Can I say something that I hate about social media? When people post on social media, but you post a picture of yourself that is nowhere near what you look like at the current moment.
Who did that?
I'm not going to say no names.
Oh, so it's somebody we know?
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a throwback. You got to put throwback, though.
No. Why? The person's not
Do
as...
Do I know this person? The person.
There it goes.
Let me see.
Wait. Who is this person? Let me see.
Go throw him. Show him up at the window.
If I think I know who this person is.
Of course you know.
So you're not a fan of throwback pictures.
I'm just saying.
Oh man.
I'm just saying.
All right.
That looked like Shamu.
I'm like that. No, that's like, man. Stop.
Orange marks the spot.
It ain't even Thursday.
It's not even Thursday. Right. What is Tuesday?
Was it from a Friday? Maybe a flashback Friday.
No.
It was from today.
I don't know why it was.
Is the date today?
No, it was yesterday.
Oh.
There's no throwback Mondays. That's not a thing.
Monday.
Yeah. Wait, is it one of those things that happened maybe on that date? Like this was an anniversary of the day maybe that picture was taken?
Dade South says, you can't talk with your latest post. I think he means just because you don't know how to post. It's really crazy. Like, I don't understand what happened with you. What are you gonna? Hey, don't.
At least
me.
You were there, you know. To
I no, to thank
save
God I was
the
there.
Moment, you know.
Thank God I was there. Imagine them being like, "Hey, Leroy, nobody showed up to the Browns trip." Oh yeah, that's because I put crypto on my post. Now you're gonna have a ton of. I had people fired up yesterday. Oh, go see Leroy Horde, Browns legend, Vikings legend. Now you're gonna have people there for your trip.
Because I put it on the right.
Yeah, because you put it on the right way. Now you got to do a new one. Because you need to do it properly now. Maybe we'll wait till next week. You know, we'll do one a week.
Yeah, do one, you know, a couple of them, you know, leading into the actual date.
I would like you to have some crumpets for one of them. You know, a little tea and crumpets.
Maybe you should
have biscuits?
Some of your props.
Because biscuit over there is different than the biscuits over here.
And what are crumpets? Are crumpets what they call biscuits? I don't really even know what crumpets are.
Do you have
They're like scones? Is that what
I hate scones.
I hate scones.
What's like, nobody wanted I got to like get my molars ready to eat a scone.
What's the famous English muffin? Is it Thomas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thomas? You're going to have a Thomas English
muffin? I love
muffin?
English muffins.
I do like an English muffin, too.
Ooh. Eggs Benedict?
I don't think that's what they do.
You know, you like Eggs Benedict?
I've had
We know
I've
you
had
like Eggs Benedict.
They're good.
You know what's even better?
What's that?
Eggs Benedict with sausage.
Well, you know what? Lucky for you, there's a bunch of sausage
Links or
options
patty?
For you.
In the hey, only yo. Patties. Only patties.
Oh, okay.
Only patties. It's got to be in the same shape.
I don't like. I don't like breakfast sausage. Bacon only.
You don't like breakfast sausage?
Nope.
I like the little spice in it. You don't like that? I don't like links. I don't like the. I have a problem with casing. Any sausage that has casing. You know what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right.
No, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know. It has that little a little pop when you bite into it.
Hey, yo.
Oh, my goodness.
What kind of sausage are you?
Sausage with casing, dude. You know how it is. Pads are on.
What kind of, like, pads are on, he said.
Hey, yo.
Like, you know, you eat it and it pops. No. First of all, let me just be clear. That's Italian sausage. And if you eat it to where it pops, your mouth is going to get molten lava in it. Because you know that's when the juice. So that's why when I cook it on the grill, I poke it with a knife, or a fork, so that all the.
Yeah, the juices flow.
Yeah.
Out of the casing. Dude. So the pads can come off.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Don't return the question.
Nothing. I'm not doing anything. I hope this isn't Sandy's last start tonight.
I gotta go beat the pool guy.
Whoa.
What?
I gotta beat the pool guy home. He's gonna be at the house at 2:30.
Hey, dude.
Jay Fig, you heard that.
I said I gotta beat the pool guy home.
I'm just glad you finished that sentence.
Oh. You like to say no.
Well, B, you were talking about sausage.
This guy.
That's all I'm saying. Now, tonight what are we doing? Wait, we not do any bets today? What's going on?
Yeah, it's not today.
It's not today?
Nope.
There's got to be some WNBA action, or maybe Sandy.
I mean, you can bet. It just doesn't have a liner today.
We don't have a liner today?
Yeah, it's just not. It's not. But you are free to, if you have any action, Vlad, that you're interested in, do you feel like.
What's the strikeouts for Sandy today? Because he had a lot of strikeouts his last
time. He did.
And he had him at 3.5 against San Diego.
Let me see. What does Sandman got tonight? I tell you one thing that's annoying, though, and I love you, Hard Rock, to death. This logging me out every time I...
Dude, the double authentication is ridiculous,
What's going on here? What are you guys getting, like, scammed by...
my God. I'm looking at this thing.
What?
How China uses AI to monitor employees. There's a timer on the chair.
Oh,
so
wow,
when they
really?
Get up, if they spend more than X amount of time...
Oh, JFig would be fired.
They get docked.
JFig and you would be fired.
You guys would be spending the breaks. Like, where were you? Let's see. His over-under is only 3.5 tonight.
Again?
For strikeouts. Yep.
Oh, I'm jumping on that.
If you want to go alt strikeouts.
5.5 is like plus.
If you want to go 5 plus strikeouts, that's 140. 6 plus strikeouts, plus 300.
Oh, my God.
How much he had last time? 9.
So I'm looking at something that Angel Reese said.
Oh. Which is a. Are you sure she said it?
It's not AI?
Are you
sure? Oh, look at me. Are you reading that off Facebook?
No.
Where are you reading off of?
What app are you on?
What?
Threads.
All right.
How did he find Threads?
Very
it
impressed.
It just popped up. Ready?
Sure.
Should I read it?
Yeah.
Angel Reese just flexed on everyone hating on her.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all make $1,400 a week. I make $1,400 in 7 days.
She didn't say that.
Wait, she makes $1,407? I mean, she only getting paid $200 a day from the NWA.
Okay, but you can't just put okay. You can't just claim she said that just because on thread somebody has quotation marks.
Want me to tell you who said it? Who said it? Who tweeted it?
Sure.
Juicy Monet.
Oh well, you gotta believe Juicy.
Come on. Did you get on Tobin for his?
It's not more ridiculous than some of the names you've thrown out here.
I would even say Juicy Monet.
No. Dade Sav says, we need AI to track Leroy's mic etiquette. I agree.
What's the point?
What happened?
Nothing, dude. You know what? You're doing swimmingly today. Like I was saying, just make sure that, you know, next time you want to post something about going to London with the Browns fans, you just run it by old Tobes first. Or just let Fonz look it over. I trust him because Fonz made the mistake
of thinking that Dad would know what to do. He'll just download it.
He's got to know that if I send him a video to download it. But
and the thing about it is, Leroy, they're going to want you to post when you're on the trip.
Right.
Are they?
I think so.
Are they?
That's yes.
Is tomorrow Wednesday?
People want social media experience, you know?
Yeah, they want you to share
hobnobbery.
Right. They want you to share all of that. They even want you on the links. Playing golf. They want you to show that time.
Does Fonz know what you did?
Maybe not.
No, I told him, and then he resented. But I had already got yelled at by Tobin.
Dude, Dave already gave you a loss.
Yeah, I didn't yell at you. I made sure
you shamed me.
I did do that.
It made me feel very little.
Yeah, well.
Very little.
Like, because here's why. Normally.
Wait, the fat shamer is actually upset that he got shamed.
No,
because
normally things like this, he'll just blast me on, you know, group
simple text.
But instead, he called me.
I was driving.
He said,
"No text and drive."
Hey, man, what are you doing? I'm like, what are you talking about? Do you not know how to post? Like, yeah, you can't post.
Did you really say, do you not know how to post?
Yeah.
I'm like,
no. Because
you can't post Google Drive. I'm saying, I just put it up like he sent it to me. And he's like, you know what? Go to the picture. And he broke it down. And he goes, now go put it on Instagram.
That's a good friend.
And I'm like, Instagram was harder than X.
Okay, I understand, but it's not that hard. You know, I mean,
if you never use it, it's like you run the 40.
Don't fat shame
It's really hard.
Don't fat shame
Why?
Me because you don't
you've
know
never
how to
done it.
Do not fat shame me because you don't know how to post an Instagram.
I'm not fat shaming you.
Okay.
I'm just
really?
Saying.
Oh, you're not. What do you call that?
Huh?
What do you call that?
You're just not fast.
Do you
know,
what?
He's speed shaming.
I know a bunch of thin guys who aren't fast.
You
want
to know something?
What?
You're not fast either when it comes to posting.
No, I'm not.
You get caught from behind.
I'm not.
And if that's Robert Smith, let me tell you something.
I took my L. I took my L.
Kind of. Disgruntled L. Because you posted, because I'm old, I have been told I have to resend this video or be ridiculed by my friends. Thanks, Brendan Tobin.
Yes.
I posted what you should post, which is Browns fans and Viking fans, come join my guy Leroy in London this season for a fan trip of a lifetime. #skull, #dogpound.
You know who would not mess up?
That's how you social media.
You know who would not mess up a post like that?
You should retweet that.
Robert Smith.
Ron Pitts.
All right.
That might be the funniest story of my life. Right?
Everybody have a great rest of your day. Go Sandy tonight.
Go Sandy.
Everybody have a great rest of your day.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.